you. It's 8:42. We're looking at 53 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. It's Tuesday. It's a beautiful October 20th morning. We are truly in the month of October, and it feels like fall. And you know what I love, Lucas? Love to be inspired by our guest.
Well, we've got two guests that are not only going to inspire us, but also give us some history about the Children's Attention Home as it is celebrating its 50th birthday this year.
I love history.
We have Katie Motzinger as well as board member Jimmy Autry. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So, Katie, let's start with you. 50 years celebrating great work and love of support of the community to help these kids that have not been given a fair shake in life at the beginning of their life. That does not mean that it's over. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness the Children's Attention Home is here to show them that people care about them and that they're loved.
Yes. So the Children's Attention Home, for those listening who don't know who we are, we provide nurturing care and life-changing services to youth and families in need. And we say families because we serve a lot of sibling groups. And so when kids come into foster care, it's not just, you know, one child here, one child there. You know, we work and we have the opportunity to actually keep siblings together when they're removed from their homes during these tragic circumstances of abuse and neglect that they're walking through. And as well as our youth that come to us who are homeless, you know. 3 years ago, we started our Crossroads program, and so we're able to take youth in from the community and help serve the kids that are falling through the gaps that maybe the homeless shelter is not the right fit for an 18-year-old, you know, but we can help make sure that they get the help they need while maybe their family is getting the help they need. So there's a lot that we can do at the home because of the way that we're set up, and it's because of the way that we were started 50 years ago. And, you know, as we were just talking before we went on, you know, about standing on the shoulders of those that have come before us. And we truly feel like that. And it's been more and more evident this year as we've gone back and we've looked at all of the things that have gotten us to where we are today.
Well, Jimmy Autry, again, is a board member. And Jimmy, you are writing the history, the 50-year history of the Children's Attention Home up to this point.
Absolutely. And what a great thing to look back. I guess the one that excited me was to talk about the early days of finding the need and serving the need. And what are we going to do about this? Such stories that came out and got committed to paper. We found a lot of things in history about serving kids the very first time and how a ministerial association got together and said, we need to find a home. We need a building, a home. And where we've come from since then, that home, another home that grew in 1986, another campus that grew up in 2001, and in the years following that. And like we said, what's coming next? What else can we do to serve the kids who need us?
It's so interesting because, of course, the needs, the specifics of the need may change and take a different look depending on the decade and where we are in history. But at the core, a child that is not receiving what they need from a family is in trouble, you know, in terms of what their future looks like. It's called the Children's Attention Home now, but I have a feeling it wasn't always titled the Children's Attention Home.
It actually was.
Really?
It was.
And how
it was,
about that?
Yeah, and it was because they wanted to differentiate from the word detention. So from the very beginning, the founders wanted to make the differentiation between that these kids had done nothing wrong to be where they are, and so they named it the Children's Attention Home.
I love that.
And if I understood it correctly, were kids sent to prison or were taken care of? What was the connection between kids at the early stages of the Children's Attention Home to they were not given the setup we see today with the Children's Attention Home?
Well, the story we heard, and we've talked about it, and we found that in paper as well, is that pastors were contacted by the local police department when the police had to arrest a lady, a mother, and the children had to, there was nowhere else for them to go. They had to go to jail with their mother. Mm-hmm. Go to jail with their mother. And yes, those kind of horrible stories. And for ministers to get a call and say, can't we do something different? We need to find another way. Those kids did nothing wrong. They don't need to be there, but there was nowhere else for them to be in 1968.
Mm. And it's not like a foster home. They're not adopted out or things like that. This is truly to help them stay on the path of positive and healthy development.
Yeah, so at the home, we have an entire team that's dedicated to making sure that we're meeting every child where they are. You know, our goal is to make sure that every child that comes in, we individually give them the love and care that they need. You know, a child may come in and they may be struggling with making friends. They may be struggling in school. They may be struggling with, you know, getting their first job, or they may be missing documents. A lot of kids come in and they don't have a birth certificate, social security card, all the things that you need to get a job, you know, and we serve a lot of older youth now, where they're coming in and we're not just preparing them for, you know, loving and caring for them and giving them that foundation, but we're preparing them to be on their own in just a very short amount of time. And so making sure that we have the resources that we need to equip them to be successful is hugely important. And that's part of what this weekend is about celebrating all of this, but also preparing us and launching us into this next 50 years.
Well, as Jimmy and Katie have been talking about this morning, the setup that we have, the programs that we have in place there at the Children's Attention Home, those don't come cheap, but they take money and they take time to fund these programs and then to invest into these young people. That's why this weekend, folks can help you all celebrate the 50th anniversary and birthday of the Children's Attention Home in such a fun, unique way, virtually.
Yes. So we, like everybody else, had to pivot and go virtual. But we're really excited about what we've put together and what people are going to see. We have put some of it together, you know, already in advance and ahead of time, and it's going to be a lot of fun. McEwen is going to be a part of it, and they were part of our Deep in the Heart event last year, and Lucas, you're going to be emceeing with me through the live stream.
Yeah. Right, but this band McEwen,
who is McEwen?
They're from Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay,
really no other connection to this area except, I guess, Katie, you reached out to them.
The band felt such a
connection with the Children's Attention Home that they've come down here now twice to perform and put on a concert, and I think that speaks volumes to the work that you all do at the Children's Attention Home in creating those relationships with folks beyond our reach here.
Yes, they have gone above and beyond, and I do want to note a couple of sponsors. The River Place, where we helped produce some of what you're going to see this weekend, helped us with that. We also have our annual partners, Bojangles, SPX, McClancy, Not Yet Cabinet Works, and Comporium, just partners that came alongside us when COVID first hit in March and we had to cancel our spring fundraiser and have stood by us through this whole pandemic. So we're really excited to be able to bring this weekend, you know, what we've been talking about this morning. People get a much bigger view of what we've been sharing just in this first few minutes, but people can find more at attentionhome.org/50th birthday. And we have an auction up right now. It's already live, and we were looking at it this morning, and already $5,000 in bids are coming in, but we've got a lot of great items, unique items, things that have stories behind them, which is really cool. So I encourage people to go check that out too.
All right. It is this Saturday again, attentionhome.org. That's the address. Go ahead and get bidding today on some of those silent auction items, and go ahead and sign up to take part in the virtual event this Saturday, 50th birthday for the Children's Attention Home. It's a big celebration. Katie Motzinger is with the Children's Attention Home. Jimmy Autry is a board member. Thank you again so much. We appreciate it.